This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وأطهر المرسلين شفيع المذنبين وحبيب رب العالمين محمد صلوات ربي عليه وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين وعلى من اتبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the most merciful, all praise is due to Allah. We bear witness that no one is worthy of worship but Allah. And we bear witness that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is indeed his final messenger. Best of speech is the book of Allah. The best of guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who listen to the best of speech, the book of Allah, and follow its commandments. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who come to know the best of ways, the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and make us amongst his followers. Allahumma ameen, Allahumma ameen, Allahumma ameen. يا أحباب رسول الله صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه يقول ربنا جل وعلا وإذ أخذنا ميثاق بني إسرائيل ألا تعبدوا إلا الله وبالوالدين إحسانا وذي القربى واليتامى والمساكين. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us of a covenant that Allah has taken with the Israelites, the followers of Musa عليه السلام, or beloved prophet Moses. And in it, Allah said that we have taken this covenant with the Israelites, that they worship none but Allah. And then immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says afterwards that they be dutiful to their parents, that they take care of their kinship, that they become socially responsible by talking about the orphans and those who are in need. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about iqam as-salah, and then they speak. Then Allah speaks about the importance of establishing regular prayers. This is nice if you pay attention to the progress that is made in the verse. Allah said our first duty and responsibility is that we ascertain the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Worship none but Allah. And then immediately the verse speaks about family ties. Be good to your parents. Pay attention to your relatives, extended, closed ones. And then the Quran says, speak on behalf of those who are orphans and do something for those who are less fortunate than you are. In sociology, you know, we're talking about Thanksgiving here. We're talking about Thanksgiving as an event. We're not discussing the halal and haram, and that's not what we're discussing. But in sociology, they say that sometimes sociologists, they study a certain event, a celebration, in order to understand what is important to the culture. And there is something unique about Thanksgiving. And again, please remember, we're not talking about the history, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about specifically the event and the social impact of that event. This is the event when and where most families get together. And you know that we humans are absolutely social beings. In fact, in psychology, it is theorized that it is innately built in us that we are social beings. We cannot be on our own. Not only that, but they say that in these celebrations, what is really implied is this: your existence is important to me. And I value our relationships. You know, people come together, parents and children, they come together and they eat together. Listen, our children could have eaten on their own, meaning the older ones. Our parents are able to take care of their own. But there is something about this idea of we coming together and then enjoying a meal together. There is something about togetherness. And that is why in the Quran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about paradise, The Quran speaks about the joy of paradise. And please remember, we said that the most common, the most repeated description of paradise in the Quran is the state of emotional soundness, psychological well-being. لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. People in paradise shall experience no fear and they shall experience no regret. You really get to enjoy the moment. Because in this life, we're either too sad about what went wrong yesterday, we are too worried about what might go wrong tomorrow. We become either prisoners of our memories or we become captives of our imaginations and we miss out to live today. So Allah said, first thing that you experience in paradise, that you are going to be in this state of emotional, psychological well-being. May we all and our loved ones taste this, Ya Rabbil Alameen. And then the Quran speaks about something else that makes paradise beautiful. And that is actually presented in a form of a dua, prayers that the angels make. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that angels actually pray for good people. And part of the prayers that the angels extend to good people is, رَبَّنَا وَأَدْخِلْهُمْ جَنَّاتِ عَدْنٍ الَّتِي وَعَدْتَهُمْ. And our Lord, we pray and we beg of you that you admit these righteous servants of yours into the gardens of bliss which you have promised. رَبَّنَا وَأَدْخِلْهُمْ جَنَّاتِ عَدْنٍ الَّتِي وَعَدْتَهُمْ. وبعدين, وَمَنْ صَلَحَ مِنْ آبَائِهِمْ وَأَزْوَاجِهِمْ وَذُرِّيَّاتِهِمْ. اللَّهُمَّ اجْعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ. They pray and they say, Ya Allah, admit these righteous believers into the gardens of bliss that you have promised them. And along with them, O Allah, admit their parents, admit their spouses, and admit their offspring. What makes paradise beautiful is that a family reunion takes place. May Allah reunite us with our loved ones in paradise, Ya Rabbil Alameen. But Allah, just think about this. Like, part of what makes paradise beautiful is that we get to enjoy the company of our family members in the hereafter as well. That makes paradise a special place. But see, the Quran is telling us, like, what is important to us. And that is, we want to be in the company of the people that we supposedly care for and love and want to be and want to be with. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, part of the reward that you get in the hereafter is that you will enjoy their company. You will enjoy their company as well. There was a research that was conducted. Why are some people happy and others are not happy? And they're looking into this research and they're studying this aspect and these factors and maybe this environment. But then they came back and they said, there was something common amongst all the people who said that they experienced happiness. They say that the single most important predictor of happiness is good relationships. They said the most important predictor of happiness is not the profession that you're in, not the money that you make, not how high you are on your rank. No, he said the most important predictor whether people are going to be happy or not is, are they going through, do they have good, healthy social relationships? And I know that to many of us, no, we may not be celebrating Thanksgiving, but people take advantage of the fact that people are off, there's no school, most people are not working. So what do? We want to have a family gathering. We want to be together. Today, inshallah, I'm just going to discuss, what does it mean to be together? What does that mean? Is it about just sharing the same physical building that's together? That is part of togetherness. But many times people can be physically together, but they live separate lives. That's not the kind of togetherness that we're talking about. Physical togetherness is only the beginning. Potentially from there on, something good may happen. So what are we looking for? Say that there is going to be And these are just prophetic tips of what would make our togetherness a good togetherness. You know, it's not the type of togetherness people are just waiting for it to be over so they can just go back. That's not togetherness, man. That's just misery forced upon us. So they say that the most important part of togetherness is emotional togetherness. People being attuned to how different family members are feeling and how they are doing. Emotional togetherness. You may not say it, but I feel it. You know, when parents come and say, Sheikh, I need to talk to you about my son, about my child, about my husband, about my wife, my daughters, what's going on? I am sensing something going on with them. That, wallahi, that brings joy to my heart. Not that I am celebrating whatever it is, but the idea that there is somebody paying attention and they're in tune to what and how other family members are feeling. Somebody comes and says, I know something is going on, and I am just trying to see what would be the best way to approach this. My wife, my husband, they haven't been the same lately. My child has not been the same lately. I'm just wondering, how do I... That's nice, man. When people are emotionally attuned to what is going on. It pains people to say, I've been going through so much and none of my family members care. Nobody asks. I can be dying and I'm going through this and that and just people don't care and people don't ask. What is the use of me being in a family when people don't even care? You know, in the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was once talking to Aisha and he said, his wife, and he said, you know, Aisha, he said, I can tell how you're feeling about me. It's like, you know that, you know? A wife would say, you actually pay attention to these things? You know that? And said, yeah, said, I can tell. قَالَ إِذَا كُنْتِ رَاضِيَا تَقُولِ وَرَبِّ مُحَمَّدِ وَإِذَا كُنْتِ غَضْبَا تَقُولِ وَرَبِّ إِبْرَاهِيمِ. So I can tell, he said, whenever you're talking and you want to bring up the name of the Lord and you want to, you know, you want to swear by the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what do you say? You say, by the Lord of Muhammad, you use my name. But you, when you're not feeling me, and you speak and you say, وَرَبِّ إِبْرَاهِيمِ, by the Lord of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And at that point, Aisha does not deny. What does she do? She starts laughing. قَالَتْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ إِنَّمَا أَهْجُرُ إِسْمَكَ. Said, Prophet of Allah, it is only your name that I drop. But it does not go, it does not go beyond that. But do you see the beauty in this? That somebody's actually attuned. They know how other people are. They know how other people are feeling. Man, subhanAllah, some of the most beautiful, important questions that we can ask of our family members is, how are you doing? Please do not undermine the importance of these questions. So one is what we call the physical togetherness, then the emotional togetherness, and then there is also togetherness that is created to make the family gathering a joyful moment. Why did they ask 25,000 kids? You know, what beautiful study that was done. They asked the kids and they said, if there is one thing that your parents could have done and things would have been better, what would it be? They asked the same questions to the parents and they asked the parents, what do you think your kids are going to say? So the parents, being very confident of ourselves, most responded by saying, I know, my kids would have said that they wish that we had spent more time with them. That's not the answer that the kids gave. The kids came back and they said, we wish that when our parents were with us, we're less anxious and they were less tired. Said, we wish that when our parents were, we wish that they were less anxious and they were less tired. See, when you're anxious, when you're feeling stressed, number one, you are not pleasant to be around. You have very little tolerance for irritants because something else is in your mind. you are not a good listener. When you are in that state, you're just mentally occupied, you're very short, you're not patient, you're not pleasant to be around, but also you are not ready to be communicative, can't really talk to you. And the same thing happens when you're tired. Your attention span is just, I'm exhausted. I am just like, I'm not feeling it right now. Can we do this some other time? So these kids, they came back and they said, we wish that our parents were less anxious and that they were less tired. One mother beautifully said, she said, a good mother is the one that has sticky floors, kitchen that's not tidy, piles of laundry, and lots of laughter at home. And then she follows and she said, there will be enough time for cleaning. See, if you're just stressed all the time about this is a mess, and this needs to be tidy, and this needs to be cleaned, and this needs to be... Look, you can get that, but the question is, at what expense? At what expense are we doing this? So they say that part of togetherness is actually to make sure that this time of togetherness, there is joy in this togetherness. There is joy in the togetherness. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us, you know, this incident, people say that Prophet, peace be upon him, was part of a caravan. And then he tells the people to the caravan just to move on. I need to chill with my wife here a bit. And what does he do, sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He says, let's race. Pulls his jilbab and says, let's race. You serious? Yeah, I'm going to race with my wife. We're going. This is the Prophet of Allah. He said, let's race. Yeah, let the people go. And we're just going to be racing back here. And they start racing. It didn't happen once, but they say that it actually happened more than once. In one time, it said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did outrun his wife, and the other time, he said that his wife outran him. And in this, there is this type of togetherness that is taking place, and that is this notion of joy. See, the Deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so beautiful, and you love how the Quran speaks to parents. They know, take care of your kids, especially in the society that we're in the time of life. The time that we are living in, oh, we need to pay a lot of attention to our kids. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect them all, Ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah protect our children, Ya Rabbil Alameen. So I say, be dutiful to your kids. But then also the Quran speaks to the kids and says, be dutiful to your parents. Our society, unfortunately nowadays, doesn't really have much respect for the parents. We really don't. Rarely do we speak about the rights of the parents, man. Disrespected, outworked, underpaid, exhausted mothers and fathers. And they tell you, man, I just do not feel appreciated. No matter what I do to my kids, there is just no appreciation. I am always coming short. I'm always accused of this and accused of that. And I'm always reminded that I have failed as a parent. Because they're always on my case talking about how unfair, how unprepared, how... Hey, that's not good, man. That's not good. Wallahi, happy to see my younger brothers and sisters here. Part of being a good Muslim is to be good to your parents. Even in the way that we speak to our parents. Sometimes you just witness a conversation that takes place between a child and their parent. You can't even tell who the parent is and who the child is because of the way that this is taking place. In the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked about like the most serious of sins. And then he said, ashirku billah, associate others with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he said, wa huququl walidain, and not to honor your parents. Immediately after, be dutiful to Allah is be good to your parents. Then immediately after, associating others with Allah is being disrespectful to your parents. So now what happens is, as parents, we do our job. As kids, we also have a responsibility. The end result is hopefully, inshallah, ya Rabbil Alameen, happy families. May Allah keep our families happy. May Allah keep us strong. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us together. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى الصلاة والسلام على رسوله المصطفى وعلى من بآثاره اقتفى. See that the most important building block of any society is the family. In every culture, what determines how good a society is how good the family is and how much importance we give into building our families. Please remember, for us parents, that the most important job that we have is what we do when we go home. That is the most important job that we have. Appreciate all the hard work that the parents are doing. Wallahi do. MashaAllah, tabarakAllah, fathers who work hard, mothers who work hard, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless your efforts. It's a lot of work that is required of us, and may all your efforts be fruitful, ya Rabbil Alameen. We also want to appreciate the challenges that our kids are facing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease it for them, ya Rabbil Alameen. Again, it's a lot of pressure that they're going through, but together, we have a better chance. And in that togetherness, we want to make sure that we're not only physically together, we're together, we have joyful togetherness as well. There is intellectual growth togetherness. There is social growth togetherness. People volunteering together and doing different activities together. And inshallah, this is what we hope to be doing here in the masjid. Speaking of which, inshallah, please, tomorrow we do play soccer. Join us with your family. Come and take a walk. You know, just get to know different members of the community. And they say that, subhanAllah, families who actually do well, they say that one other predictor is a family that is a part of a larger community tends to be happier, more stable, and also tend to be together more than others. If you had received family members who flew or drove from out of town, and this is their first time here in our masjid, we welcome you to our masjid. And we hope to see you again and again. And when you fly back or you drive back, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you a safe trip, ya Rabbil Alameen. And in the hadith, the Prophet, peace be upon him, taught us that those who visit one another for his sake, those who spend on one another for his sake, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that it is incumbent upon him that he loves them. May we all be loved by Allah. May we all be of those who love Allah. If any of us or our loved ones are not doing well, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a speedy recovery. If any of us or our loved ones are going through difficult times, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease our pain. If any of our loved ones have passed away, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless their souls. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Immediately after the salah, we do have a brother who will be taking the shahada, so please do stay around for just a minute or so. Inshallah, afterwards we welcome him to our community. وأقم الصلاة.